Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Guess what?
Wait, what?
We are doing GeeklyCon again.
Again?
God damn it.
Yep. The next one is going to be in St. Louis, Missouri.
I live there.
That's right. 2017, we're doing it from July 20th to 23rd. That's Thursday to Sunday.
And just like all the other amazing years, we're going to have a live show. We're going to have the game room where you can play games with all your friends. We're going to have amazing outings. And on top of that, we're going to have awesome panels to attend.
You can get in for just $50, which includes a t-shirt. And if you want, you can upgrade to our $100 premium ticket. In previous years, we've given people flasks and flannel shirts and dice boxes and hugs.
Oh, so many hugs.
That's not a premium thing.
But this year, we're holding our own kickoff party at the venue on the Thursday for $20. You can buy yourself a ticket. That includes drink tickets, food, and a lot of really fun activities that we're planning for the night.
Yeah, and you get to meet your favorite podcast hosts.
And least favorite, Michael.
Hey, yo!
So head on over to geeklycon.com, and tickets are on sale right now. Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and with me is Jennifer Cheek.
Hey, everyone.
Nika Howard.
Hey, guys.
Tim Lanning.
Hello, everyone. It's great to be here.
And Mike Bogman.
Hey, guys.
Very low energy tonight.
I like to end with Bachman because he always brings it.
He always brings it. Fucking
nails.
How's it going?
I don't know about you guys, but I'm drinking trywink.com/D&D.
Just drinking it right down my gullet.
Wait, is that it? That's one of their new ones?
I poured it
I printed it out their website and I shoved it in my throat. My throat hurts very
it
bad.
Hurts.
Please help me. Yes. Was that bad?
It's very scratchy.
How are you guys doing today?
Great. I'm doing well.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, in our last episode, there was a fun little advertisement at the beginning where we're saying you should go to GeeklyCon, and then later on we talk about how GeeklyCon tickets are probably going to go on sale the next day. Is classic us.
Mm-hmm.
Classic us. But GeeklyCon tickets are on sale now, and you can go buy them right now at GeeklyCon. It's going to be in St. Louis, Missouri from July 20th to 23rd.
This is near and dear to my old house, literally. Mm-hmm. I used to live in St. Louis.
Tim and I got engaged there.
Do you guys want to go to the location
the
of our engagement?
The apartment where I was reading the stand and Tim interrupted me to try to propose to me and I tried to tell him to leave me alone. I don't think I told you to leave me alone.
Like stop.
I
try
was
to
like,
engage
I'm reading.
Me.
And Tim's like, no, but actually. Anyway, St. Louis is a really good city, and I really like it a lot.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely, I love St. Louis. So
I love St. Louis.
I'm excited to go there.
Yeah.
There's the good food. There's the Arch. Duh.
Oh, my God, I love
the best
arch.
Part.
Our hotel is, like, within... You can, like, see it from
I'm
our hotel,
I'm still
basically.
So blessed.
Whoa!
You can also...
Unless you're on the bullshit side.
We're not on the bullshit side. We can also go to the City Museum, which is my favorite
thing. It's really
thing
weird.
Ever. And it's so much fun.
But more importantly than that, than the arch, well, second to the arch. Yeah,
yeah
is,
nothing can beat the arch.
I unironically love the arch. It is all the other Geeklies that will be there. And if you can allow us to joke a little bit about our beautiful.
It's really like, yeah, we want you to relax and let us joke you about GeeklyCon right now.
GeeklyCon is near and dear to all of our hearts because that's where we finally get to interact on a face to face level with so many listeners and talk to them. I remember GeeklyCon 1 just being like, wow, this is really rad to talk about Game of Thrones theories or talk about role playing and things like that to you, the listeners. It's great times.
Yeah. And get to meet people that you hang out with on Twitter in mm-hmm. real life. It's real fun. And I have to say, like, if you're nervous, but like, oh, it might be weird to meet people from the internet. Like, honestly, like, I'm constantly shocked by how cool and nice everyone
yeah.
is in person.
Except it for
is.
Two people, right. Everyone's great, you know?
You know who you are. Just kidding.
And we've
we do try to maliciously weed out any bad scenes,
but we haven't had to do too much work on
that.
People are actually
super nice and want to hang out and play board games and have fun together. Yep. It's a good time.
It's a great time.
I like, we say this all the time, and it makes me, I'm always like, yeah, like, I want to believe that that is true, and I feel like everyone is so nice to me, and I feel like, but then I worry, like, oh, well, maybe it's because I'm on the podcast or whatever, but the thing that, that always heartens me is just seeing the stories. Like, there's a story on the forums about how, you know, I came to GeeklyCon, I didn't know anybody, but I was instantly welcomed and all of my fears went away and I had so much fun and I made all these friends and I don't know. It makes me feel good.
I wholeheartedly stand by the fact that you will find your best friend at GeeklyCon.
And there's a statistically somewhat likely chance you'll find your future spouse.
That's true. Yeah, several times, actually. Yeah.
There's a chance that you may find your biological father.
Yeah, it hasn't happened yet, but who knows? I mean, as we keep going, it's bound to happen.
Yeah.
Right.
For sure.
You might even make a baby at GeeklyCon. Who knows?
With your biological father.
Oh, nope. I hope.
You might become a biological father?
Yeah.
I mean, I hope people are getting laid at GeeklyCon. God bless you. Get laid.
Okay, we can't promise
you. I'm not saying I hope you are. I just hope everyone's getting laid.
Okay.
If you want to be laid.
Listen, it's not just like that, but, you know, it's whatever you want it to be to a certain extent. It's also whatever you don't wait. It's never not what you want it to not be. Does that make sense?
Nope.
Okay.
That did not make
sense. Nope. Not a bit.
You make GeeklyCon what you want it to be. Is that what you meant, Tim?
It's like Westworld, you know? It's like Westworld.
Oh, Jesus. I'm gonna fuck all these robots. Can't wait.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
But yeah, you can focus on just playing a lot of games if you want to. You can focus on going out and to bars and having fun and
or like exploring the city and not bar way or things like that. It's great.
There's gonna be tons to do.
If you're thinking about getting a ticket, definitely go grab one. They do typically sell out. It's not gonna be. You're not going to sell it tomorrow because we did make sure we had plenty of tickets. But
but doesn't mean you should wait. Maybe the next day.
Exactly. Do know that I die a little bit inside every day that we don't sell all tickets.
You are killing Michael, the fact that GeeklyCon's not sold out intern, 9 months in the future.
And I in turn killed him.
Hey, your words, not mine. Everything's great. I'm having a great time. Super happy to be here. But thank you so much for allowing us to be a little vulnerable to you right now, as though we also make jokes because we all have anxiety, emotional problems, other various light mental problems where we can't be serious for a second. But thank you for allowing us to attempt it.
Yes, we appreciate it. Why don't we all roll a d20 and then we can D&D.
All right, cool, idiot.
I mean, like, whatever, I guess.
I got an 18, whatever.
Oh, you won.
You don't know that.
Please. I mean, probably.
Oh, fuck. God. Oh, wait. No, I got a nat 20. That's a nat 20.
Nice. I got 12.
Nice.
Nice. Nice.
Unless Nika decides I'm not safe.
Nice.
Alexa, roll a
d20. I don't know, Jennifer. Maybe you should do it because you chose me that one time.
Oh, Nika. Oh, boy.
Wait, but what did Alexa roll from Bachman's?
I don't know. I missed it. Alexa, roll a d20.
What?
I rolled a 20-sided die and got 7.
Holy shit.
Oh, the future is now.
You're in Westworld.
Alexa, the future.
Ask zebra fun facts for a fun fact about zebras.
Did you know? All zebras are close to their mothers, but males also form strong bonds with their fathers.
That's fucked up.
What's happening? We are not sponsored by Alexis. It's just apparently what's
happening. Alexa, we love you. I respect you. Please don't kill me.
Please don't kill me.
Right.
Alexa, Simon says, give me money.
Give me money.
I hope that there's a lot more characters. If my character ever dies, I'm going to play a character named Alexa.
Oh my goodness, she's going to come for you. He fucked up.
Oh boy.
So wait, whose turn? Who has to do the thing?
I think I want Tim to do it.
Yeah. But I rolled.
Oh, man.
Oh, Tim?
Well, last week on Dungeons & Dragons, the podcast with
please,
us,
please
we,
no.
please we went through the Longcriers Tower, and we that dang Harper, he touched things, and then his brain stopped working, and he talked like a girl on a phone. Then we went through the tower and got different places. Jet, he's hallucinating.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I forgot about that.
He was a jacket for a time.
Dale Earnhardt jacket.
Yeah. He was, what else was he? He was another article of clothing, wasn't he?
I don't remember.
I think he started just as a coat, and then he turned into a Dale Earnhardt. Oh, okay.
Earnhardt. Specifically, yeah, specifically okay. A Dale Earnhardt Jr. Dale Earnhardt okay. Jr. jacket.
Then we got a couple more spooky times with a ghostly voice, and then basically telling you, hey, man, Harper, he a bomb, and you got to figure out a way to make him not a bomb. And then at the very last bit, well, we saw Asker.
Thank you, Joe Dirt, for doing the recap.
Do I still have to do the recap? I stepped out of the room for a second.
Oh, no, Joe Dirt was here. It was great.
Cool.
I thought you were going to say sugar. I thought you were going to be like, sugar.
Oh.
Hey, podcast. Listen to our Westworld podcast, you idiot.
Yeah, if you want to hear us talking about robot sex literally every single week.
Are you a coward? Good, then listen to my podcast for cowards. And vote.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah, let's do an ad for voting. Vote.
Vote.
Wait, when is this coming
please,
out?
Please vote.
The day before vote.
Well, like, if you're going to vote bad, don't.
Yeah, don't. If you're going to vote bad, don't. Oh, Goku.
Vote good.
Also, those ads are not true. You cannot text your vote.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
if you give us a 5-star review.
Nope. Don't get whatever you're going to say.
Each star is a vote for Trump.
Remember that tweet?
That could backfire. Okay. That could very well backfire.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's what happened last week. Sorry, I wasn't in the room when whoever said that.
Joe Dirt.
But I'm here.
Gave the recap.
Get out of my garbage, Joe Dirt.
So we're hanging out. Well, not hanging out. We are confronted with the bad dwarf.
The bad dwarf, Asker.
Asker.
Tim, did you go back and listen to the voices?
Did I?
You can tell the truth.
I did.
Are you proud of us or are you mad at us?
Do you think we did good?
I didn't listen to all of it, so I don't know what the last one is, but I just wanted to hear what it sounded like.
That's the most important one.
I thought everyone did great. I liked how you guys forgot the messages almost immediately. And then
I'll take notes better tonight.
Misremembered small parts of the messages and then combined two of the messages into one message.
Well, to be fair, you could go through and you could re-listen to them several times. We had like one chance to listen to it.
And it was hard to hear.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, come on, everybody.
Hey.
Oh, I got to go. Hey, right, buddy. Well, I'm back now. I like the way you did it.
Oh, thank you, Dodo.
I gotta go, bye. Oh, hey, everybody.
Well, Tim can die, for all I care. I hate him so much.
So, I didn't listen to the end of the episode, so I don't know what the last ones were, because I guess they started to get more and more garbled, so I didn't want to give myself the chance to hear those. Just kidding, I got distracted.
So you are in the training room. And you are confronted by a dwarf that Harper recognizes, and he seems to want your death.
So just to clarify again, what information did we gather last week? We're just touching things until you find the box.
The classic Dungeons and Dragons trope where you walk through a dungeon just touching shit to see if your arcane person freaks out.
Is this good?
Is this good?
Is this a trap? No.
And what's inside the box will help you not be a bomb anymore.
I believe that's the
case. So we're just touching things. That is our main objective.
We're touching things whilst going up to the top of the tower, hoping we don't miss anything. I assume if we do poorly, we will die.
Noted that while we are touching things, I touch Aludra's boob to make sure that the jewelry box is not in there.
Is there a bomb? Is there a jewelry box?
They are the bomb.
Nah.
Nice.
Mama. You find a burrito, but nothing else.
I eat the burrito.
don't share our sex play with everyone, Jayla.
Okay.
Wherever, like, burrito crumbs land on the jacket, like, a mouth forms and just gobbles them up.
Oh, God.
Don't judge our king.
So, I say hello. Ask her a long who time.
Who are your friends, Titus?
This is Queen Aludra Wormsbane.
Oh, yeah, I am a queen.
Jayla and Jet Razor.
Don't introduce me, I'm hiding.
I mean, no one.
Is he still the jacket?
A Dale Earnhardt.
Yeah. I don't remember what he was at the end of the episode, but
I believe he is a Dale Earnhardt jacket at the moment.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Mwah, delicious.
Esker, I will allow you to turn yourself in to our dominion. We will be, what was the word we want to look? Lenient? Forgiving?
Yeah.
If you help us.
Just.
Fair. Fair. If you help us take down Longcrier. I'm not looking to fight more demons from my dark past, so to speak.
How am I supposed to take your word for it when I know you're a murderer?
We've all done things that we don't. Also, don't listen to anything this guy says, actually. By the way, he's a known liar and a real...
What, your friends don't know?
Whatever you have to say, I'm sure they will not listen to you because we know that some of that poison is in our system and you're going to try to separate us. I know your tricks. Don't listen to him. We either let him surrender or we kill him now, preferably... slowly.
I mean, ask, what do you have to say for yourself? Like, we're not gonna... Like, why would we believe you? Harper's our friend.
I can see this isn't gonna go my way.
You're damn so, right it's not.
So why don't I just have Harper kill you himself?
What?
I'm not gonna do that. Why would I do that? Oh boy.
He taps his staff on the ground, and you all feel a strange sensation. And I would like you all to make wisdom saving throws now.
Oh, man. Harper is so bad at this.
Michael, can I tell you, I've been waiting for the chance to fight Harper. In the nicest way possible, I feel like...
She's been ready to kick his ass for ages.
He's my rival. Yeah.
Oh, fuck me. Where's my d20?
Oh, no.
Is it a wisdom saving throw?
Oh, there it is. No, I wanted my metal one. I've got my Dibbles one here.
Do we get Jayla's aura?
Oh, fuck yeah.
So I got...
So that's a plus 3.
Then I got a 14 total.
Well, then if it's a plus 3, then I have a 22 total.
I got a 22 as well. Total.
So we're so fucking
what's
wise.
Your
we're
it's
so
plus 3?
In sync.
Yeah.
Oh. I got like a 27 then.
You're so
wow. Why don't you
so
rub
wise.
It in our fucking face, Bachman?
So wise as hell and super wise. We need to ask him questions right now.
Very surprising for a Dale Earnhardt jacket.
A Dale Earnhardt jacket that is tripping balls.
Yeah. and just the wisest. The wisest being you've ever met in your life.
Can you all roll initiative for me?
No.
Oh, boy. We're just starting out with a bang here.
Anything.
Oh, no. I did bad.
I got a 15.
I got a 1.
I rolled a nat 20, so I got a 21.
Jesus. Jeez.
19.
You gotta calm it down.
I love going last.
I'm sorry. I'm excited. I'm here. I'm slanging dice. Like,
just slanging
Jennifer,
it.
What like did you have?
I don't know. Like,
That's one.
A one.
Just a one.
Plus one, so two.
Oh, wait.
You had your dex.
Oh.
So
two.
You had your, yeah, initiative.
Does that make a difference?
Oh, yeah. It makes a big difference. So, Jayla, you're up first.
Okay.
You feel extremely sluggish and like your head is full of cobwebs. Can I have you roll another wisdom saving throw for me, please?
Yeah, I would love to do that for you,
okay,
Michael.
That'd be great.
Anything you ask for, BB. I got a 21 this time.
Okay. Things feel like they're starting to clear up for you. But
okay.
You do have disadvantage on this attack.
Oh, okay. Let me
Did we
see.
Not really battle the last two episodes?
You battled like 3 episodes ago.
Okay, cool. Because I just was like confused by my notes.
For you, 2 episodes ago, but on the podcast, like 4 episodes ago.
Okay, okay. But, so it's been a while, is what you're telling me.
It's been a while, but it hasn't. I don't think you've rested since.
Yeah, you haven't rested yet.
Well, fuck.
So I would like to name him as my oath.
Are you talking about Asker, I'm assuming?
What?
You're talking about Asker?
Yeah. Okay. We're attacking him, right?
Okay, yeah.
Not Harper. Until Harper attacks me, I'm not going to attack Harper. I'm going to try to attack the person who's messing up Harper. Harp.
I'm fine.
But so that gives me advantage. So with disadvantage, then I just get straight regular roll, yep. Correct? Okay.
Correct.
I will try to attack him. Oh, shit. Okay. That's what we're going with. It rolled right out of my hand. That's what it wanted. I got a 20 non-naturally.
A non-natural 20.
An unnatural 20. It's really fucked up.
A natural 20 will actually hit.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say, well, actually not. Go fuck yourself.
I would never say that.
You wouldn't.
He would think it, though.
You're too kind and too polite. Okay, I give him 21 damage.
Okay.
Does that look like it hits him? Like, hurts him.
Yeah, you see blood. What is, you're attacking him with your
my halberd, yeah. Halberd, so, like, gotcha. I move up, I name him, and I go and, I would move up in a way to flourish my halberd to make it look cool and do kind of, like, a slash for him.
Wait, did you do it slyly?
No. Oh, do you want to say? Do you want to say it?
Nope. Those days are gone.
He's gagging to say it.
I roll to attack again, but I miss. I'm assuming a 12 does not.
A 12 does not hit.
Yeah. Okay. That's my turn then.
Okay. Jet, you are you're in melee range, being that you're on the back of one Jayla.
Oh, shit.
You are 10 feet away because I have reach, so.
Good ass situation to be in. Let's see. I could do...
Oh, and I need you to roll a wisdom saving throw as well.
Oh, again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't forget my +3.
I would never.
That's not a thing you would do.
11?
Okay. Things still feel fairly fuzzy for you, and you're definitely going to have disadvantage on this attack.
Okay, so 10 feet, how far would you say that an amorphous blob can reach while maintaining his status? I could touch somebody, right? I want to give up my status as a jacket, because I'm thinking this is going to come in handy. I just haven't figured out how yet.
what are you trying to do?
I just want to touch one of the baddies.
There's only the one, right?
I want to touch one of the bad. Oh, it's just the one. The one bad boy.
It's just one bad boy.
One bad dwarfy boy.
I don't
kiss his cheek.
I don't think you'd have reach. I think you'd have to hop down.
I want to see this jacket walk on its arms.
I don't. Due to some childhood nightmares.
I want to never sleep again. Yeah, show me this Bachman.
Okay, the jacket kind of like slithers down, and it's just kind of like sliding along the ground, still in full Dale Earnhardt form, until a sleeve touches the touches the foot of our friend here, and I want to do bestow curse.
Ooh. Curse his ass.
Just make a wisdom saving throw.
Yeah, they have to succeed a wisdom saving throw or become cursed.
For up to 1 minute.
Get cursed, asshole.
He rolled a 24.
Christ. That's high.
So nothing happens. Oh. And I become a sad jacket. However, I guess I'll do a bonus action to do Bardic Inspiration on someone who wants it.
Sure.
Nigga's like, hell yeah. Well, if I were to give it to Tim so he can immediately use it, I guess maybe it doesn't matter.
But if we give it to Tim and then he turns on us, then ooh, he can use it against us.
Yes. Yeah, you got 10 minutes, Jesus.
Give it to
Jayla.
Okay,
so I give it to Jayla. Jayla, you gaze down upon the Dale Earnhardt jacket, and you remember the heroic death of his father, Dale Earnhardt Sr.
Yes. And I touch the satin embroidery numbers. And just a fond warmness comes
I'm
over
really
me
glad
as
that
I think of those
memories.
I don't
know enough about NASCAR racing to like make this make sense.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't like that you guys don't trust me.
That's literally all that I know.
Titus Harper.
Yes.
Can you make a wisdom saving throw for me, please?
Oh, fucking day.
I can't wait to get murdered by Harper.
I got a 9.
Okay. What spells you got in your arsenal right now?
Is that Tim? Is that with your plus 3?
Yep. I rolled a 7 minus 1, so 6 Jesus. Plus 3. Harper, not in the wise. I was thinking just to do. We got firebolt. That's a fun one. We got lightning bolt. That would be really fun. Magic missile is always fun.
These sound like they hurt me.
Seeming. That's, you know how much Harper loves to seem.
What's one that can, like, get a bunch of people and does a lot of damage?
Lightning bolt.
Fireball. Chain lightning.
I don't have chain lightning. I don't have that. Oh, I have lightning bolt. A stroke of lightning forming a line 100 feet long and 5 feet wide blast out from you in the direction you choose. Each creature in a line must make a dex saving throw. A creature takes 8d6 lightning damage on a failed save, or half as much on a successful save. The lightning lights shit on fire.
It says that in the spell.
Yeah, I didn't like the cursing, to be honest with you.
All right, well, Harper's eyes glow blue. And he lifts off into the air in flight.
Oh, and whenever I shoot lightning powers, I shoot off more lightning powers to hit more people. It's radical.
Tim, stop giving him more things to hit us with.
And if you use my sorcery points, you can reroll attacks.
What the fuck, Tim?
Tim!
Hey, just a quick reminder, since we haven't rested at all, Eludra over here only got 45 hit points, so I guess it's time to die.
He wants to get two people, though, so he's going to shoot a lightning bolt towards Jayla and Jet.
Oh, whew. I mean, no.
Nuh-uh. He has disadvantage against me.
You could also use a sorcery thing to allow you to shoot it twice if you want to be crazy.
I'm not going to be that crazy.
Wait, is he just shooting one lightning bolt?
Well, it's a lightning bolt, but it'll hit both you and Jayla because you're right next to each other.
Oh, okay.
So you guys have to make dex saving throws.
Yes, and I'll tell you dex what you ones. Have to save against. I want to kill you guys.
Well, that's really, really fucking rude. Tim.
You have to save against an 18.
Tim. Too far.
I didn't do it. It's not okay, my fault I'm not wise. What'd you get?
What did you get? How badly could you have rolled?
What's the worst you can roll?
I don't know. It's 20?
Two ones?
I got a 1, and then my bonus is a 7, so I got an 8. So you fuck me up.
I didn't want to do it.
What kind of condition would you call what Tim has right now?
Like, what? Is he poisoned?
Yeah, like, is he...
He's pretty charmed, eh?
Yeah,
I think charmed, mind-controlled.
Maybe
hey,
like
guys,
you.
I'm sorry.
Are you taunting us now?
I'm sorry that I wasn't good enough for you. Eat that lightning bolt!
Why don't you roll damage, Timothy?
Yay!
I rolled a 12, by the way.
Yeah.
Did you get my plus 3, Bachman?
I mean, still won't do it. I have to beat an 18.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. For some reason, I was thinking it was 15.
Let me get my app out, because it's too confusing. Where's my app? Where is it? It's not here.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to look up the word dice.
Do you have something called counter charm?
Stop reading the chat room. You're busted.
Wait, I have that. Yeah, I thought I had something. I don't see a skill called counter charm.
Bachman and I are a team right now, Michael. We got to work together.
He tells me that we
why
have
to
have
these things. 32. Between Adava and her Dale Earnhardt Jr. jacket.
32 damage.
Oh, so it's okay. A bardic ability, but it's not on my character sheet? I don't understand. I don't know how to play this game, you guys. Did you know this?
Anyone know how to play D&D? Not me.
32 damages, lightning damage, and then also on top of that, everyone within 10 feet takes 6 damage.
Where am I?
Oh, so you're saying the Asker
dude
takes...
is within? Yeah, I was gonna say the dude is within 10 feet.
Creatures, so I mean, it depends. I don't know.
Yeah, creature. Well,
I mean,
count.
He's a creature.
Creatures of my choice.
Of your choice.
Oh, so do you not want him to take the damage? Is that what you're saying, Tim?
If I'm gonna fuck you guys up, I want it to be right. You know.
Okay.
I want Michael to remember that I'm being a truthful person, and.
That's great.
That's my turn.
Tim, right. You keep this up, and I might use my my Revivify not on you.
Yeah, Tim.
Me?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Harper. Harper, you keep this up.
Hey, you suck. I'm good. I'm so, glad I killed her, and you're all next.
Wow. Jayla Asker is swinging his quarterstaff at you.
Perfect. Bring it on, big boy.
Is that what you say?
Is that what you say?
Oh, he has disadvantage.
I know.
Okay, I'm just reminding
you. I know. You got a 21.
Well, that's going to hit. God damn it.
Kill okay. Nika. Kill Nika.
Is he doing necrotic or radiant damage?
He's not. Wouldn't it make sense that he would? Wouldn't you think that he would do, because he's like an angel or something?
Wait, how much damage did I take from the lightning bolt? I was distracted.
32.
You took 32.
Christ! Okay.
All right. Jayla, you take 21 damage.
Fuck!
I feel like we're never going to get to Glane.
Yeah, I don't think we are.
Glane?
Yeah, the Jewel of the East.
The Jewel of the
East?
Oh,
yeah, the Jewel of the East.
Aludra.
Okay, listen. How far up is Harper in there?
Pretty far.
No farther than 10 feet.
No farther than 10 feet.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, it's not like a super high ceiling.
Okay. So I feel like this has come up before. How does jump work? Like, in normal jump, what can I do? How do I figure that out?
I believe your jump, like, lets you... you would definitely be able to jump up to Harper if that's what you're trying to do.
That's exactly what I want to do. I'm trying to tackle his ass to the ground.
Don't touch me.
I mean, I'm gonna, though.
Don't touch me.
I'm gonna do it.
Asker is good.
Okay, I'm gonna cast jump on my own self.
Touch him so good.
Which allows me to triple my jump until the spell ends. So I do that, and I would like to jump and grab Harper.
Don't. Last time I tried to kill Asker, things went bad. Stop.
I'm just trying to stop you. I'm not trying to make you kill Asker.
All right, well, you definitely jump up to Harper. You're going to grapple him?
Yeah, I'm going to grapple him.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me. I'll kill you like I killed Camille.
Oh, you. Okay, so I don't know about grappling. How does that work?
Well, you're definitely stronger than me, right?
You make like a... melee attack.
I probably weigh like 3 times as much as you.
Have you never seen a WWE match?
not enough.
My strength is 11.
Yeah,
your strength is 20.
Yeah, I'm very strong. I weigh a lot. So I grab your ass out of the air.
No, dwarves only weigh 150 pounds.
And slam it to the ground.
I roll a nat 20. Look at it right there.
Is that real? Oh, fuck off.
I hit my club W. I mean, my trywank.com.
Trywank. So wait, what? So I'm just, I don't know how melee works against another creature.
Yes, you do.
Just, I don't just roll it with my strength modifier? 21.
You rolled a 21?
No, I rolled a 16 plus my strength modifier, right? So 21.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it's a melee, it would be, I guess.
If you're trying to hit me.
I'm trying to grab you and slam you to the ground.
Don't hit me.
No, I'm not trying to hit you. I am literally jumping up, hooking my arms around you, and slamming you to the ground.
Okay, so you're making a strength athletics roll, and then...
Oh, that's type. Even... Okay, if it's an athletics roll, then your ass is gone.
I rolled a nat 20.
Do you know what my athletics
I want you to save
is?
Me, but I want you to earn it.
Listen, my athletics, like... It's plus 10. Oofa. So I have 26 against your scrawny ass.
You can do strength athletics or strength dexterity.
Or sorry, dexterity acrobatics.
Athletics for sure.
I mean Harper.
Oh.
I do dexterity, and that's also a 26, but I also rolled a nat 20. I don't know. But if it meets, it beats, right? I don't know how that works.
And unless it herps, unless it helps the player.
We're both players.
Typically, then oh, it...
We're fighting.
The universe whips and twine.
It usually goes to the defender.
That me.
So wait, so what happens then?
We both
not,
got...
Not much.
We both
so got... Am I just hanging from...
Stop touching me!
I'll say you're hanging on to Harper, but you don't have him grappled.
Oh, man.
Aludra, unhand me. I will kill you.
So is that like my action? Did I do anything? I guess it was. Because casting jump on myself was.
My action was lightning bolting my friends.
I mean my action. Like, I cast jump on myself and jump.
I'm saying, like, my action was negatively bad. Yours was just...
All right.
That was pretty low.
I'm hanging from there now.
Kicking.
Okay. I will try to hit the guy again with the first attack. A 14. Does that hit?
14 does not hit.
I did not assume.
Oh, I need to make a wisdom. Oh, no, actually, you made your last one, right?
I did, yes.
Yeah, okay, you're good.
Okay. Okay, so my second attack, I rolled a nat 20, so I'm going to roll that. 26 damage on my second attack to him.
Okay.
And then I will do... I've got one more since I'm not moving... a 15 does not hit him.
It does not.
Okay. That's it. That's my turn.
Okay, Jet.
Jet is going to polymorph Harper. Hopefully.
Okay. Polymorph me into a hippo so I crush Aludra.
I can only polymorph you into something that's vaguely your size.
No,
a very tiny hippo.
A pygmy hippo.
A potbelly hippo. Yeah. Okay, so wisdom saving throw.
I'm having so much fun.
You're so bad at wisdom saving throw.
I got a 12 because I assume I don't. Or do I get Jayla's bonus now?
No, you're an enemy.
So. If you're not a friend, then you don't get it.
Jayla, I'm still your friend.
Are you? You just hit me with chain lightning. Are you lightning?
I don't have chain lightning. Then
okay,
I got.
You hit me with lightning bolt.
I got a 12.
Hey, Harper.
You fucking failed.
Oh, whoa.
He turns. I mean, conceivably, you would still be charmed. So now you're just a baby hippo under the direct control.
Okay, so you turned Harper, who's stuck to the ceiling, to a baby hippo. That Aludra is hugging. We both fall to the ground like a sack of baby hippos.
I'm also really mad because I just realized I could have done something much better than what I did before.
You know, that's life. What do we do when we fall down, Master Wayne?
I just stay on the ground. I love it here.
Do we take damage? Does Aludra take baby hippo damage? 187 pounds of strong hippo.
You probably
hippo.
Need an acrobatics roll or something, right, to dodge the baby hippo.
What do hippo sound
you
like?
You each take 4 damage.
I take how many's?
4.
All
both
right.
of you.
What? No, I thought she would break my hippo fall.
Nope.
No, I rolled, man.
Hey, man, that's how it goes. You got your dragon scale mail. This is the wrong notebook.
So I know people have been telling me that I can't just shapeshift into whatever the fuck I want. Like, the whole time I've been doing it, but I just now realize that it literally says that on my character sheet. But hey, it's too late now.
But I thought they were lying.
Can't wreck on that.
He's too wise to follow their examples.
Hey Tim,
talk to me, baby.
Do you know what is your favorite thing in the whole world to do?
Me?
Yeah.
Like, I love the fucking drink.
If you were going to do any saving throw, which one would it be?
I love wisdom.
Can you do a wisdom saving throw for me?
As a... What's the wisdom of a hippo?
But I'll just do your normal wisdom.
It is...
No, I think he's got the stats of the hippo, though.
That might actually help you.
Yeah.
Are hippos wise?
Wiser than Titus Harper.
How dare you? I got a 16 wisdom saving throw.
Don't add my +3, Tim.
No, I'm not your friend anymore. Fuck you.
Good. I just want you to know that.
The baby hippo's eyes stop glowing blue and it just kind of slumps onto the ground.
That's the sound a hippo makes, for sure.
Oh my god, I can't. I hope you know, Tim, I can concentrate for a long time.
Bachman is eating a lollipop right now and I'm very afraid. This is how you know he means business.
He's sexually horny for my hippo antics. All right, what do I do as a hippo? But I'm their friendly hippo, right?
Yeah, you don't do shit.
Oh.
Wait, you're our friend now?
I'm your friendly neighborhood hippo.
So wait, how am I going to get you back into human form?
Until Jet deems me worthy.
I can do it up to 1 hour.
So you're just like neutralized now. Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Oh. Cool. Oh, man. Okay, it's not my turn, so that's fine.
Please don't kill me.
Asker swings his quarterstaff at Jayla again. He gets a 19. Okay, you're going to take another 21 damage.
How strong is this quarterstaff?
I hate him.
Why am I always getting turned into shit? Not always. Two or three times,
so
I think.
So good.
Aludra, you are hugging a baby hippo.
It licks your face.
He's neutralized now. I was going to try. Okay, that's all right, hippo. That's enough. That's good. You can stop
the
sound.
I love you.
Oh, no, baby. I was going to try to entangle him, but I guess since he's only licking my face, then I guess I can leave him alone.
He piddles.
Oh, crap.
He a baby.
Oh, I hate him very
to
much.
Help everyone's theater of the mind, I just... oh, no, it didn't take it. I was going to put in a reference photo in the chat.
Is it like blocking links or something?
Yeah, it is. Oh, well, I'll give
okay.
it one. I'll give it to TNG chat.
So I am going to... How far away am I from Asker?
You're probably like 20 feet. Like, oh my god, that baby hippo is a fucking adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Oh! Oh, he looks like he has its poop
stupid
on him.
Legs.
Oh, he's so cute.
Is he? He's eating too many porridge.
Okay. So I
put it in the chat because I'm logged in.
Apparently, they're saying that image is photoshopped, but I don't care.
I don't care.
So I would like
Jet doesn't
to
know that.
Run up to like right behind where Jayla and Jet are, and then I'm gonna cast Crackle at a second level against Asker. So
that
he has
what
to make a
sound.
I don't know what that sound is, but I'm not sure if it's hippo. He has to make a dex saving throw.
Okay. He's very dexterous.
Fuck! Is that true?
No, not really.
Yeah, I figured. I was hoping he was not.
He gets a 14.
Okay, I think that is not good enough.
How are you liking using an iPad for your...
It's pretty good.
PDFs.
I do have to go between two of them a lot, which is a little confusing.
I like-
he does not do it. He does not do it at all. So it's time for his ass to get extremely lightninged right now. Because I did it at a second level, I'm going to do 4d6 damage on him.
4d6 damage.
46? That's a lot.
Wow. Mm-hmm. 4 years in, that joke makes me laugh.
Is this a one or a six?
One.
Fuck. That's really weird. I actually rolled 2 sixes and 2 ones.
If this was Shadowrun, you could re-roll or something.
I know! So 14 lightning damage.
Okay. He takes half of that.
What? Oh! What is this? So he takes 7 damage.
What a fun turn you've been having. I'm sorry for roasting you. I'm a hippo.
I'm back to being like normal Aludra again.
One of my favorite Dungeons & Dragons Reddit people is a hippo. So, thank you.
There you go. All
right,
well.
But, you know, you're trying things, and they're
fun.
Yeah.
Not like these mid-maxers like Bachman and Nika.
I don't know what you're talking about, Tim.
I'm just, like, throwing...
The famous hippopotamus. I printed out his entire dungeon master guide on the internet.
Well, I was going to say...
Did you know that this was going to happen, Tim?
I did not.
You dropped things on the ground.
I dropped
Jayla.
Yeah.
It's your turn.
It's my turn? Okay, so I am going to use my action to touch myself a lot.
Whoa!
Come on.
Nice.
I don't want anybody else. When I think about hippos, I touch myself.
I touch myself. Oh, that's so low. Okay, I will use my action to do that, and then for my bonus action, I will attack. Does a 26 hit him?
What do you think, Nika?
Yeah, Nika.
Yes.
Michael and I are trying to kill you guys.
Well, if you ask me, everything hits him.
Mm.
Okay. Oh, that's a D4. That's dumb.
FYI, I still can jump a lot. It lasts a minute, and it's cool. Not, and it's not concentration. So
cool. Use that to your advantage.
Hop around.
Okay, so he will take 11 damage, and that's my turn.
Jet Razor.
Jet Razor is going to, as quick as he likes, slither over to the baby hippo, mount him.
What?
And turn into and take the form of a monkey with a cowboy hat.
What is happening?
Well, all the while concentrating so hard.
So much concentration.
I guess he will what's Asker got for like a weapon? Is he holding like a rod? Like
he's hoping a wooden quarterstaff.
Of course it'd be made of wood. What the fuck?
Were you looking to zap him with something metal?
Yeah,
I know, I know Bachman's tricks.
Yeah,
turns a snake like Moses.
Oh man! Like, check this sick shit out. Except when Moses didn't turn into a snake, he turned his rod into a snake.
Nika, he wanted to heat the metal, you guys. Come on.
Nika, what's your HPs?
I just healed myself to 47.
Oh, okay.
I was super low though. I could use more.
I mean, I'm at 37.
We are not doing good. I'm at 41.
Yeah.
How's the hippo's HP? Good.
Can you self-target cure wounds?
I don't know if you can. I'll look it up in the book real fast.
Sorry, I'm just sitting here thinking about riding Harper Hippo.
Harper Hippo. Stop it, guys. Seriously. This is supposed to be a dramatic finale to the Lord Titus Harper story started so many years ago.
It's fitting.
It was always meant to end this way.
Why am I a hippo being ridden by a monkey?
This is the ultimate roast.
I guess we knew this would have happened. We should have seen it coming.
You can, Bachman.
Okay.
Just touch.
Okay, I'm gonna touch myself then.
No, also, not on me. Don't touch yourself on me.
It's like, you ever see those like videos of like monkeys in the zoo just furiously masturbating?
Mm-hmm.
Very similar.
No.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it at third level, so I'll handle all that. No worries.
Oh fuck, getting that good heals.
Both your hands and your tail are handling yourself.
Oh boy.
Okay.
Do you want to end the concentration on your hippo friend, or what's the story
Mm-mm.
here? I didn't say that.
Jet, are you doing anything else? Or are you?
The hippo's please release me.
Well, oh, he's no longer charmed. Yeah, shit. I can stop concentrating, but I'll still be riding him.
No, don't. If you do, then he stops being a hippo, right?
Yeah. But okay. Yeah, he's not bad,
but
though.
He's not
angry.
Right?
Couldn't we use this? I feel like we could use a big scary mage man.
Yeah.
I'm a sorcerer.
Wizard, whatever the fuck.
Stop.
I'm a sorcerer.
Stop tripping.
I'm sorcery.
Yeah, so I will do that against my better judgment.
So you in concentration?
Okay. Yep.
Yes! Get fucked.
Okay. Oh no. Is this bad? This is bad?
I don't know.
Harper. Titus Harper.
Yes.
Roll me a wisdom.
A warstar.
You better get fucking
heck
wiser.
Yes. 19 tolts.
Okay, you feel like you've regained your senses a bit. But everything is still very fuzzy.
Hi, why do I taste like a hippo? And then...
Why do you know what a hippo tastes like?
And then Harper will run up and... Actually, can I do, as a bonus action, I want to do my sorcery stuff to give me the ability to cast a spell as a bonus action. So I'm going to cast Scorching Ray at level... Let's go ahead and say... Let's just be fun and be third level. So... 3, 4. Okay, so 1. Oh, that misses. Wait, does a 12? Does a 17? Does a 11? Does a... Fuck my heart.
What are you rolling 10, so much?
Does a 10? I think I only hit him once, right? 17?
A 17 does not hit.
Seriously?
Yeah. Sorry.
Well, luckily that I made this a bonus attack, so... Harper's just gonna do magic missile also at level 4, so okay, so this automatically hits, so that is also 66 5, 6, and let me do that, boom, and 18 plus 6, so that's 24 damage he takes from, as I shoot jagged shards of magic missiles and like, I hate you so much. I'm so glad you're dying. I loved RP. And that is my turn.
How much damage did you do?
24 is what I said, I think.
That's a lot.
Hey, it could be better. It's good for being able to auto magically hit.
Yep. It is. Aludra.
Okay.
I'm sorry, it's Asker.
No!
What are you saying?
Why is this happening to me?
What did you do last time, Tim?
What did Tim do, or what did Jet do?
What did Jet do?
Jet turned into a monkey. He tried to...
Right, he's over there now, so Jayla's the only one close by. Okay, yeah. Jayla.
Yeah. Oh, okay, thanks.
Oh man, are you lucky you got a disadvantage? He gets a 22.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, with his disadvantage, fuck him, that still hits.
Wow.
It would have been a lot worse because he also rolled a natural 20.
My AC is not super great.
That's another 21 damage.
That's okay. ABB, I got it.
Okay. Aludra, I apologize.
Finally.
you just see this small dwarf man just pounding on Jayla with his quarterstaff.
Okay, am I like close though? Because I said I was like behind them before. So how far away am I from Asker? The ass.
You're like 15 feet. 15
feet. All right, I was gonna try to hold off on this, but I'm gonna do it now. It's time for a fucking wind wall up in here.
Wind wall.
So. Okay, so I know I've used this before. So these are the rules of it. I can make... So a strong wind rises from the ground at a point you choose within range. You can make the wall up to 50 feet long, 15 feet high, and 1 foot thick. Can I just drop the wind wall, like, directly upon him? Just, like... Or, like, just circle... I want it to hit him, is what's happening. Okay. I want him to get... Or I want to entrap him within the wall. Like, a little circle around him. Is that cool? Can I do that? So it says, when the wall appears, each creature within its area must make a strength saving throw. So, I mean, I'm assuming if I put it, like, around him, but would that hit Jayla? I guess I don't know what it means by area, in its area.
I mean, it's, I would assume that whatever square it's standing on.
Okay, so I want to do that. He's going to take 3d8 bludgeoning damage. He has to make a strength saving throw, which is for maybe not great, because he's probably good at that.
He does like,
he rolled very poorly. Got an 11.
Quarterstaff.
Ooh, bless it. Okay, good. That doesn't do it. So 3d8, bludgeoning. Timmy, where's some eights?
Oh, the bane of our existence.
There's one. Okay, I can just add. Maybe.
Maybe. Oh, that was a stressful couple minutes.
17, bludgeoning damage.
So the wind picks him up, and he goes flying and smashes into the wall, and he seems to kind of crumple a little bit.
Yes.
And he seems to have been I guess in bludgeoning, he's been knocked unconscious.
Nice.
Get away from my girlfriend, you idiot.
You dweeb. Is he out?
He's down. He's down. He's down.
I want to go over and check his pulse.
Okay, he's still alive.
Dang it.
He is probably dying though.
Michael, I want to secretly check his pulse, but electrocute him to death. You guys didn't hear that. Can I make? You guys didn't hear that. Take your
headphones off retroactively.
You don't find a pulse.
He's dead. Nice work, Aludra. He's dead, and now he's smoking.
Oof. Did my windwall do that? Yeah, it's crazy.
It's weird.
What?
Oh, man.
Maybe it's residual of your crackle.
Oh, man.
Hey,
what
does it smell like meat?
Well, the human body is 78% meat,
Did the monkey say that?
Yes, that voice came from a monkey who is starting to regain his composure.
I want to touch him. I want to check his pockets. Am I saying anything weird when I touch him? No.
I think that's up to 13.
I don't think so.
Okay.
You don't seem to be saying anything weird.
Does he have anything in his pockets?
Nothing out of the ordinary. It's a few coins.
Just a bunch of drugs.
what else would he have? Like, I don't know, empty flask.
A grocery list.
A grocery list. It says, buy more flasks.
That's funny. I leave his body for the rats. We should keep pushing forward. Nice job, everyone.
I guess we just keep going up now.
Yeah.
Let's go.
No, I forget where we were. Where were we? Were we in the training room when this happened?
Yeah, this is in the training room.
Do I notice anything else fancy in the training room?
You can give me a, what is it?
Investigation?
That, thank you.
Let me give you a 15 investigate.
You don't seem to find anything.
Okay. Alright, I don't see anything here that I recognize, so let's just keep on heading out. Does that sound good, gang?
Yeah.
Sorry that I lost my cool. I hope nothing weird happened. I came to and I was a... Was I a hippo?
You were a tiny hippo. Yeah, baby hippo.
Was that Jet's doing?
Oh, thank God. Thank God, I thought I imagined that.
Jet, thank you.
Well, that was real. In the end for the best.
Yeah.
Because you were trying to kill us briefly, but,
What?
Yeah, Asker did that to you.
What else happened when I was under the influence?
I don't know, other than you trying to kill us, that was basically it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you trying to kill us was the main thing.
Okay. Phew. Well, let's continue on going with our day.
You guys, so where are you headed now?
I guess out of the training room and on up, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's up to you.
Yeah. Following Harper.
This training room sucks. Let's keep going.
Okay. So you head up. There's more stairs. You head up the flight of stairs. You're at the level where, the like sort of upper chambers are where like the officers had their offices. Like this is where are the rooms. This is where like Asker's room is. This is where you found Fezlin that one time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess we should just search all these rooms. Do we see stairs going up? Like, is this where Longcrier might be, or what do you think?
Yeah. There are, stairs do continue to go up.
Okay,
Is this smart? Because we're all pretty damaged right now. Like,
yeah, I feel like we should take a long rest.
Yeah,
yeah, can we like hide away somewhere and like
we could
take turns?
I mean, if we don't have time, we could take a short rest.
At least something.
I could sing a song of rest.
Yeah, can we like
a
heal
short
up
rest
a bit? Because my
would be better, but
my HP is not good, not great right now.
Yeah, it's probably smart.
Yeah, I have a 41 out of 109 hit points currently.
I'm at 53. Yeah. I remember being at 57, a little, whatever.
I was at 7.
Song of Rest is only going to get you 7 extra
hit points. Yeah, you got me down to 7 out of 123.
Ooh, nice. Jesus.
Yikes.
All right, let's check this first room on the right then, and if it's safe, maybe we can barricade it and rest for a little bit.
Shit, son, if you just want to go to Jack House, we could just go to Jack House.
Yeah, let's pop in.
That is true.
Can no one, like, come in once you've created it?
No. No, it's a hidden entrance.
Oh, fuck, yeah, we might need to do that, then.
All right, let's
still think very carefully about how you word this. What do you want this house to be like?
Oh, no.
I think I want it just a classic New England home. There's a widow's walk on top.
Yeah. Nice weather vane.
Weather vane. There's a pool house across the street. Is that my neighbor?
Well, I can only have one house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, pool houses are nothing.
Can the windows have a fake scenery where my duplicitous neighbor Carl lives?
Yes.
Cool. Maybe we
should. So, what are you doing? Are you taking a short rest?
No, he's going to make the Jack House, and we're going to...
We're going to take a long rest.
Yeah, if you take a long rest, there's a very good chance.
He said it, one
chance.
Jack House coming up.
Wait.
There's a very good chance that Longcar will not be here when
that's
you
a fucking
get
good point.
Jack House.
We can't take a long rest. What am I thinking? I'm an idiot. Thank you, okay. Michael. I should have realized that.
All right, I guess
right,
we should
I'll take a long rest. You guys get deal with Longcrier.
If you need a rest, I'm sorry if I didn't say this before. One, thank you for being here. Two, this is my quest. You don't have to be here if you want to rest. And
right, off I go then.
No, Jet, come on.
What?
Come on, you're part of the team. We gotta support Harper.
I'm gonna take if you just take a quick, however long a short rest is, making sure that he doesn't scoot by us or anything like that.
Yeah, we can just take turns on watch or something.
I brought this. What's the leg rolling thing?
You foam roller?
I brought a foam roller.
Okay.
So are you going to go into the room here, or are you going
to... I'm not going to waste a Jack House on a short rest.
Yeah.
So how about this room up here on the right? Let's open it safely, as though there could be a potential danger.
Longcrow's going to be sitting in there, and Jayla's going to have 7 hit points. It's going to be very bad.
It would be nice to have more small slots. But,
you can listen at the door if you want.
Classic us. Let's do it.
Yeah. We're all stacking.
Can we banish ourselves to an extra dimensional plane where maybe there's like time goes faster, so a long rest is like a short rest?
Man, that would be
amazing. Let me check my character sheet real
times.
Quick. I used to have banishment.
I mean, I have banishment, so I could do that to one of us, but I don't know how we get back.
Well, I mean, that's a problem for future us.
So I guess we should listen to the door is what's happening, right?
All
right,
yeah. Give me a perception.
I'd love to. Let me roll this metal dice.
Ooh. I imagine you all listening at the door together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're all like stacked on top of each other.
I got a 17.
I got a 22.
Ooh.
Why do I roll butt?
So far, you guys don't hear anything.
Oh.
I
only rolled a 2.
I got
so
a 17. It's really fucking good.
Oh, I got a.
I rolled a 22. Well, I didn't roll a 22. I got a 22.
Hmm. None of you hear anything.
I think it's safe to go in.
All right, let's bust in. Okay. Jayla, you go first.
I'm behind Jayla. I'm right behind Jayla.
Oh my god. Sure.
Oh, wait, no, actually, Jayla should not go first or she'll die. Who has the most hit points?
I have 53.
But you're weak.
No, I'll go first.
I mean,
fuck you. Harper kicks the door open.
Oh, Jesus.
The room is empty.
Oh, thank
Christ. Harper wants to look to see if there's any weird shit to touch to see if he can trigger one of his weird things.
Recognize this as having once been Fezlin's room.
Oh, beans.
And you notice that it looks like it has been lived in recently.
Oh, double beans. This looks like Fezlin's room.
Who's Fezlin again?
Fezlin was my co-training bud. I thought he died, but then I realized, oh wait, no, he didn't die. I'm an idiot. I saw him for another several years.
Oh. Is he good or bad?
That's a good question.
Oh.
I don't know.
Mystery.
What was he?
Well, neither of us were always good all the time, and nor were we always bad. You do what you did to survive here, I guess is what I'm saying. So, It's entirely possible that he'll do what it takes to survive by fighting us.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You do also notice a red lacquer box on his table.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to go touch that box real quick.
Yeah, you got to touch the box.
touch it.
I touch the box? Huh? I open the box, I suppose.
It's locked.
Shit, biscuits. Who's good?
But when you touch it, your headphones come off.
Whose headphones?
Harper's.
Nice.
Before you take the antidote, there is something you need to know. Your powers will be gone if the dwarf masker still lives.
Okay.
All right, I'm gonna bring back Timothy.
Oh, shit.
Wait.
Well?
Powers.
Okay, Harper, I'm going to be real with you right now. I'm having a bit of a hard time deciphering the message that I just...
Okay, read. Me and Camille were very close. Maybe if you tell me what it said, then it's a riddle. Well, I don't know.
Well, it's more that I couldn't quite catch what she was saying. Gosh. She's thinking about, like, before you take the antidote, you need to understand, or you need to know... that your powers are gone? And then I can't... the last part was difficult.
Wait.
If Asker still lives.
If Asker still lives, but he's dead. I mean...
Wait, should we go back and make sure that he's really dead?
Quick, Harper, cast a spell.
Zap.
But you haven't taken the antidote yet, so it'd be fine.
No, Harper, you just said zap. You didn't actually cast the spell.
Oh, no. I write... a smiley face. I press to digitize a smiley face on the wall.
But that's not going to do anything. It's saying that once you take the antidote, this will effect will okay. happen. So you haven't taken the antidote yet.
Michael, how far away are we from the room where Asker was?
It's not super far.
Should we go double check?
Can we just go back and behead him?
Let's just run down there like Scooby-Doo friends.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's the easiest way to make sure that he's not going to like be faking being dead.
Yeah, let's go back.
Classic him.
Cut his head off. It's time.
Yeah.
I mean, you definitely know he's dead.
Okay, well, we know for sure.
We want to make triple sure, because motherfucker, unless he's a goblin, he can't live without his head.
Maybe he's not Asker.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
So you
what
go down
not?
And behead him.
Okay, cool.
Just for our I got real excited about a beheading, and then I realized that's not my character anymore.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. So, yeah, so what do we... What do
so
we...
It's time to take the antidote, I think. So
wait, do we have the antidote?
I thought it was in the box.
We haven't opened the box.
Oh. You can open the box.
I just assumed it was in the box.
I opened the box. All right, so Asker's dead, so you think that I can drink it, or else...
Is that what you guys heard? That's what I thought I heard, that it was fine.
Well, long as Asker's dead, then it sounds like if he drinks it, if Asker were alive and he drank it, then he would lose his powers.
But Asker's dead. So it should be
but
okay.
What if you... Oh, God.
But what if Harper, I misunderstood?
Yeah, Harper, would you be okay
with potentially
losing your powers?
I grab the antidote and I drink it.
Yeah, there's only one way to find out.
I drink it. I
okay,
drink
well,
it up,
it's
yum.
It's in a syringe.
Oh. Owie, ow, ow. you stab yourself in the butt with it.
There's actually several vials in here.
Oh. I guess we have to all shoot up.
We all have to do it?
Well, we all have ingested the stuff.
Yeah.
Well, there's not that many vials. Hold on. Let me get my notes out.
Oh, boy.
Well, but some of us didn't do it so much, right?
Is this the hallucinogen we're talking about?
Yeah, I thought this was just a thing that happened to you.
I guess, but...
There's two vials in there.
Okay, then I'll take... Wait. Okay. Well, how about... Okay.
What if you take it, and then we save the other one? To see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it's for other people who
Harper,
failed their saving throw.
Are you okay with the possibility that you might lose your powers?
But the alternative is what exactly?
Is you blow up potentially?
Did you blow up?
What? All right, but. What do you? Well, I just don't understand. What if we just take the vials, and if things seem to be going poorly,
true,
you stab me with
or,
it.
Yeah, it's true.
Or, and bear with me for a second, for a right minute, old chap. But
Supposing you was to take both of them.
Just,
you know what? We'll live a little, double down. You just shoot both of those. I've seen the drag marks. I know what you do.
I don't inject drugs, Jet. Please. Seriously. Wow.
I feel like it makes more sense to hold off. And then we just syringe you.
All right, I'm going to...
But if you're exploding,
is this like a, is this a magical EpiPen? Is that what this is?
It sounds like. I'm allergic to my nemesis.
Oh my god, how much did this thing cost?
It's scrolling money.
Since we're running long, why don't we figure this out next time? On the next episode of the Drugs and Dragons podcast.
I think I just want to give one of the syringes to Ludra, one to Jayla, and I glare at Jet. And it's like, all right, we'll see what happens.
Let's take a nap on it.
Yeah, we'll take a 15.
It's all right, whatever. I'll go my own drugs.
All right, well, thank you everybody for joining us for another episode of the old Drunks and the Old Dragons. I don't think we need let's not do feet. Let's do feet next time because I think we're
long. There we go.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
So thank you everybody for joining us. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika _ Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
I love it whenever you do that. Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons? Well, you can check out these other Geekly Inc. shows, including Brute Force, Cast of Thrones, Cthulhu and Friends, The Host Westworld, Transformation Sequence Podcast, and Your Wizardary. You can also visit us at geeklyinc.com, where you can read the always updating content and check out some fan art by the talented community artist. Afterwards, make sure to head over to our shop and buy some merchandise for your next adventuring quest. When you've finished trying to puzzle together Harper's dark past, head over to iTunes to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Want to do another listen through? Check out D&D Podcast Abridged episodes available for download now. All the fun and a tenth of the time. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast, where you can donate a monthly amount to help us make this podcast better with each episode. In case you missed it, GeeklyCon 2017 has been announced and tickets are on sale. Next year, it'll be held in St. Louis, Missouri, and you can get your own ticket as well as book your hotel room. Information is available on the forums for ride or room shares, so grab your ticket and get ready for the fun. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Yay. Oh, yeah, and you can actually get your hotel online this year, so definitely
do that. Yeah, thank God.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us. We'll be back next week. Until then, keep it dicey.
Don't tell me what to do.
It's your attack.
No, you said it was Asker's attack. You're doing this.
Shit.
You're roasting me again.
Bad rap. Bad rap. Bad rap.
All right. Well, I think this went well.
Yeah. I don't like improv games. I don't like doing improv, despite the fact that I've been on a D&D podcast before.
There's an app for that.